This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. The National Weather Service in Paducah continues to monitor the drought situation across the region. Severe to moderate drought conditions are affecting portions of southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, and western Kentucky. Andy Lesage with the National Weather Service in Paducah says the lack of rain over an extended period of time is just the way the weather pattern has been going.
Like right now, we've got high pressure in the southeast, and that's fairly entrenched. It's helping us stay super warm, but all the storm systems are tending to kind of loop around us. You know, get moisture coming up through Texas, Oklahoma, and then it goes up to Missouri towards the Great Lakes.
A sudden shift to warm, dry conditions in early spring significantly worsened conditions, especially in southern Illinois. In fact, record warmth is possible this week in portion of the area. The above normal temperatures are expected to stick around in the 8 to 14 day outlook, but it also predicts above normal rainfall, but not a significant amount that could make a difference in improving the drought situation. Farmers say these dry conditions are causing concern for the upcoming growing season as seed goes into drier than normal ground. With another school year winding down, Rural Health Incorporated is encouraging families to start getting ready for the next school year. Director of Public Relations Shauna Ryan says now is a good time to schedule back to school physical and dental appointments and immunizations if needed before the rush of the next school year.
What we usually find is come the first part of August, we have parents who are scrambling to get those appointments in. And so we're just asking families to think of it as your own appointment. For us as adults, sometimes we schedule our appointments a year in advance. We're just asking that you go ahead and get those schedules made.
According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, the state of Illinois requires school physicals for students entering early childhood, kindergarten, sixth grade, ninth grade, and all new out-of-state county transfers. A lead risk assessment is also required for children ages 1 to 7. Sports physicals are required for student athletes in 6th to 12th grade to participate in school-sponsored sports. A complete list of needed vaccinations is available through your child's healthcare provider. This is WSIU.